The following is a lecture given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami on December 18, 1983 in Atlanta, Georgia. The class begins with a reading from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela, Chapter 9, Verse 44.
Mali manusho amar nahi rajyadan phala phula diya kori punya upajan Mali manusya amar nahi rajyadan phala phula diya kori punya upajan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaks, I am merely a gardener. I have neither a kingdom nor very great riches. I simply have some fruits and flowers that I wish to utilize to achieve piety in my life. Translation: I am merely a gardener.
I am merely a gardener.
I have neither a kingdom.
I have neither a kingdom.
Nor very great riches.
Nor very great riches.
I simply have some fruits.
I simply have some fruits.
And flowers.
And flowers.
That I wish to utilize.
That I wish to utilize.
To achieve piety in my life.
To achieve piety in my life.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In performing welfare activities for human society, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu presents himself as being not very rich, thus indicating that a rich man need not be rich or opulent to act for, that a man need not be rich or opulent to act for the welfare of humanity. Sometimes rich men are very proud that they can perform beneficial activities for human society, whereas others cannot. A practical example is that when there is a scarcity of food in India on account of meager rainfall, some members of the richer class very proudly distribute foodstuffs, making huge arrangements with the help of the government, as if merely by such activities people will be benefited. Suppose there were no food grains, how would the rich men distribute food? Production of grains is completely in the hands of God. If there were no rain, there would be no grains, and these so-called rich men would be unable to distribute grains to the people. The real purpose of life, therefore, is to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sri Rupa Goswami describes in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu that devotional service is so exalted that it is beneficial and auspicious for every man. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also declared that to propagate the bhakti cult of devotional service in human society, one does not need to be very rich. Anyone can do it and thus render the highest benefit to humanity if he knows the art. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu takes the part of a gardener because although a gardener is naturally not a very rich man, he has some fruits and flowers. Any man can collect some fruits and flowers and satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead in devotional service, as recommended in Bhagavad Gita. Patrang pushpang phalang toyang yome bhaktya prayachati tadahang bhakti upahritam asnami prayatatmana. One cannot satisfy the Supreme Lord by his riches, wealth, or opulence, but anyone can collect a little fruit or a flower and offer it to the Lord. The Lord says that if one brings such an offering in devotion, he will accept it and eat it. When Krishna eats, the entire world becomes satisfied. There is a story in the Mahabharata illustrating how Bhai Krishna is eating. The 60,000 disciples of Durvasa Muni were all satisfied. Therefore, it is a fact that if by our life, pranai, by our wealth, artai, by our intelligence, dhya, or by our words, vacha, we can satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead, naturally the entire world will become happy. Therefore, our main duty is to satisfy the Supreme Godhead by our actions, our money, and our words. This is very simple. Even if one does not have money, he can preach the Hare Krishna mantra to everyone. One can go everywhere, to every home, and request everyone to chant the Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thus, the entire world situation will become very happy and peaceful. Thus end the translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, Chapter 9, Text 44. Om Tat Sat. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's portraying himself in a very insignificant position. The gardener is considered to be somewhat insignificant compared to, say, the owner of the house or the big business magnate. Relatively speaking, gardeners are considered normally, with some exceptions, they're considered to be on a more menial platform. But Lord Chaitanya is taking that lowly position as a gardener so that he can distribute the fruits and the flowers that he's harvested from the tree of devotion. The fruits and flowers are not ordinary fruits and flowers, of course. They're the fruits of Krishna Prema, the flower of Krishna Bhava, of ecstatic loving devotion and pure loving devotion. Actually, those fruits and flowers, even the great demigods are always hankering for. Rarely do they get the opportunity. Basically, we should all be single-pointed on getting those fruits and flowers from Lord Chaitanya. He's waiting to give them to us. He's here dedicated to just giving them. But we have to be prepared to accept them. Accept that mercy of the Lord. Otherwise, we'll be lamenting in the future that why didn't I take advantage? Why didn't I get this special mercy of Lord Chaitanya when it was being given freely? Actually, the people that we meet who are being preached to, this principle is also quite applicable to them. Simply by their rendering a little service in devotion, or even just unenviously, they're getting unseen benefits. The other side of it is that this discussion by Prabhupada, it seems so clear, so straightforward. But in contrast, the modern system is very corrupt or bogged down. By taking the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, it's not very difficult. We were just reading this morning from the Navadip Mahatyam how Lord Nityananda was taking Jiva Goswami to Mayapur Dham. Nityananda Prabhu, he revealed that it was the Lord's desire that the whole Mayapur Dham would be submerged by the Ganges for almost several hundred years. And the sacred places of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes wouldn't be revealed till after 400 years from his appearance day. Now we're going on almost 500. So there in the holy Dham of Navadvip, there's so many beautiful bathing places going right down into the Ganges. One of them is the Mahaprabhu Ghat, where Lord Chaitanya himself would personally play. Another was the Ghat of Madhai, which he built because of the sinful reactions he had committed. Another bathing god is the Buro Kona god. The Buro Kona god has five Shiva temples, each one with effulgent Shiva lingams, or Jyotirlingams. Five. Jyotirlinga is very rare type of deity of Lord Shiva. This way, Lord Nityananda, he is showing everything to Sri Jiva and telling that it's all going to be submerged in the Ganges in a very short time, and it won't come out for a couple hundred years. But what you see here, this is all going to become open, barren land, but then, again, so many people will start to live, and the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his glory, will be broadcast from this place. In fact, Lord Nityananda predicted that there would be many temples built by these devotees in Mayapur, but there would be one temple. Akadbhuta vande haive prakash, gauranga nitya seva haive vikash. One grand temple which will become manifested, from which Lord Chaitanya, the principle of Lord Chaitanya's eternal devotional service would be manifested. This all fits in with a greater plan of Lord Chaitanya. His fruits and flowers he's giving, he's thinking how to distribute them in a mass way. Just like here we saw in the kitchen, there was a box of lettuce that was sent from California, a box of fruit that was sent from the Oregon, another one came from Florida. Here people have fruit, they're thinking how to market it everywhere, right? But Lord Chaitanya, so whatever we do, that's just a reflection of what Krishna does. He also wants to market his fruit. The price is a little bit different, right? The price is actually, you give your devotion, you give your love, and you take the fruit. So the holy dham, that is also there for disseminating the fruit in a bigger way. The Prabhupada, he had the vision. He said there'd be a spiritual city there. Now we see that Lord Nityananda had predicted it. We're doing it because Prabhupada has ordered us. But no doubt that Lord, that Prabhupada is the pure representative of Lord Nityananda. He's directly acting on behalf of Lord Nityananda. Prabhupada, he wanted that in Panihati, there should be a very nice temple just on the bank of the Ganges, and there'd be regular motorized launch service from Calcutta, Panihati to Mayapur. In fact, at one point he said, right now you buy two boats. I'm just giving you the Lakshmi right now. You buy it. But there's one of our architects in the society who every time Prabhupada would say to do something for Mayapur, he'd always say, I gotta plan it, I gotta figure it out. And now we're lamenting. We just don't have the plan yet for the things that he was going to do, but we do have the separation of not getting the things Prabhupada offered. Only bringing the point up that when the mercy's there, when Lord Chaitanya is giving his mercy, or the Guru is giving the mercy, or any opportunity to serve Krishna comes up, the Subhasham Sigram, there's an adage, do an auspicious thing today. If it comes up, do it immediately. Take it. Don't hesitate. They say in the West, hit the iron while it's hot. He who hesitates is lost. Right? Actually, that is only applicable in taking the mercy of Krishna. That whenever we get it, at any time, any place, we should grab it. We shouldn't hesitate. Materially, we may lose the opportunity, but we'll also lose ourselves if we get the opportunity. Materially, when we take anything. Because material sense gratification is all prayas, which we've been discussing. Sweet in the beginning, bitter like poison in the end. Normally, sattva means it's bitter in the beginning and nectar in the end. The Lord Chaitanya, he has even sugar-coated the beginning. So it's sweet right from beginning to end. But we should take it when we get the chance. We shouldn't hesitate at all. So today, Jiva Goswami, he was very curious how, when everything is all hidden by the Ganges water, that how are we going to find out where the holy places are? And then Lord Nityananda told him that all the holy places are going to be re-excavated starting from the 400-year anniversary of Lord Chaitanya after that. And he gave the clues how it would be done. See, most of the places already have been excavated. Few places are remaining for enthusiasts of Lupta Tirthas. So those devotees so kindly excavating the holy places of Lord Chaitanya's pastime. Similarly, there are so many lost souls in the material world waiting to be dug out of their material entanglement. Actually, everyone in the whole world is a devotee of Krishna. Some have forgotten it. Some are even inimical to Krishna due to the false covering. But actually, everyone is a part of Krishna. So they're all devotees of Krishna, but they've forgotten it. So those who are very inimical, very demoniac, they're so covered, it's very difficult to try to wake them up. But those who are a little bit innocent, a little bit simple-hearted, we can try to awaken them to their real identity, their real relationship with Krishna. If Lord Chaitanya is giving out that fruit, he has the fruits and the flowers, not very expensive fruits and flowers. And his fruit and flower, you can get it just for a song, just by chanting, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Actually, where can someone get such a wonderful benediction? Pranai Artai Diya Vacha. We should give our life, our wealth, our intelligence, and our words to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Pranai Artai Diya Vacha. Srila Prabhupada, in his poem, he quoted the verse of Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur that prana che jar sehitu prochar, that the life, who has real life, they have real compassion, real spiritual life, because they're because of that the devotees preach. They give their life to Krishna. In exchange, Krishna gives them eternal life. Because they have eternal life, therefore they are compassionate to others. They want to see others also come out of this flickering material, miserable condition. But actually, the devotees are doing the greatest welfare work for the humanity and for all living entities, not only humanity, just as was mentioned. Praninam upakaraya. All the pranis, all the living entities, not only humans, they're all benefited. Right down to the cockroaches. Everyone is getting the mercy somehow or another because the devotees are expanding the service of Krishna. So just as Lord Nityananda showed Jiva Goswami those bathing ghats, simply by bathing in the Borokona ghat in Mayapur, one forgets all the material miseries of life. They're all driven away, completely mitigated. So like that, Prabhupada has also brought the nectar of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that we can all submerge ourselves into. Emulsion. No, emulsion? Submersion. And they say, well, some people do baptism by emulsion, they call it. Emulsion? By immersion. Immersion. Baptism by immersion. So we can simply immerse ourselves into this nectar. Prabhupada's transcendental books, the Sankirtan Yajna, the sacrifice of bringing people closer to Krishna, of working as a team effort for spreading Krishna consciousness to every town and village. Actually, there's many lifetimes of service awaiting for all of us to do. Even to make one city Krishna conscious, or one neighborhood, or one city, one county, one state, what to speak of a country, or a continent, or the world. In every place, how to, by hook or by crook, somehow or another, get the people to engage in God conscious activities, so that they can be reawakened to their original transcendental, spiritual, all-blissful consciousness. People are so engrossed that you have to somehow or another, sometimes you have to trick them to be happy. They're so addicted to being miserable. And their plans to be happy are more miserable than their present state. So, picturing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu portraying himself as a simple gardener with the fruits and flowers, trying to entreat, trying to beg the people, come and take some fruits and flowers. Someone told me that in Hawaii, and I think also someone else said even in Florida, but especially this, I remember someone told me Hawaii, that the rich people, they all have nice fruit trees in their yard, but they don't eat the fruit from their fruit tree. In fact, the devotees ask, can we take, and there'll be mangoes or different fruit, right, just laying on the ground. Oh, take it off the trees. Botheration. They all go to the supermarket and buy the fruit in the plastic package with the cellophane and everything. They think that maybe if off the tree it's not pure. You buy it in the supermarket, it's been washed and purified. The people in the West, if you came and said, here, take a mango, take an apple. There's so many people, why is he giving me something for free? And because even there are people who are so envious that you have reason to be afraid to some extent. But a really good thing, they still will doubt it. If you wrap it in plastic, they might take it. But as it is, they've been so conditioned that they are really doubtful about the natural things. Unnatural things that can accept pretty easily nowadays. But the natural things, they're really doubtful. Simple living, high thinking, due to so much propaganda. But on the other hand, as Prabhupada said, even if everybody says that, well, so many people may say or criticize, we can't compromise. We're not going to pollute the pure thing. We're going to give the pure thing. And those who are intelligent, they'll be able to take it and to accept it. And by association, gradually more people may become intelligent to be able to accept this mercy. Sometimes even we have to plastic wrap it. Germany, they plastic wrap all the books. And people like it better if it's plastic wrapped. Everything should be in plastic, then it's pure. Plastic. This should have not been the age of iron, the age of plastic. But actually, behind all the packaging, what really is there, that's what counts. Actually, the real substance is only this Harinam. Nam bina kichu nahiko ar chodha bhuvana maje. In the whole 14 worlds, in the entire universe, Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings that there's nothing else, nothing, except for the holy name. That's the only substance. Everything else is just a phantom vision, little agitation of the inner material energy, and then again, as it was in due course, abhyakta abhyakta, it'll become again unmanifest. All the souls will again enter into the body of the Mahavishnu. Everything will be as it was. The actual reality is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Those devotees that are carrying Krishna in their lips, in their hearts, chanting, they're the most fortunate people in the entire universe. They're the only living people, pranache. They have life. Everyone else doesn't even have life. They might have some living symptoms. Symptoms they might have, but they don't have life. They just have higher purchase to death. They're just paying off the time before they die, repeated birth and death. They don't have an understanding of who they are, therefore how can they be alive? Like a person that's in a coma, doesn't know who his friend is, who he is, where he is, his relatives, anything. Technically you might say that he's alive, but there's no brain function. So now the doctors say that because they have so many machines, they can keep everything pumping and moving. But when the brain activity is not there, they say that he's technically dead. No more brain activity. Even though physically might be some, due to all electric shocks and pumping machines, everything is kept animated to some extent. It's kept alive. But as soon as you turn the machines up, they say that's a dead body. But practically speaking, just due to so many stimuli, all right, people are moving around, but they have no life, they have no consciousness, they have no brain activity, who they are, where they're going, what is their relation with Krishna, what is their... They're just just in a dream, coma state, comatonic. Within that, of course, they're moving about and doing a few things, but actually speaking, on the transcendental viewpoint, they're completely dead. Prabhupada was sitting in the Calcutta airport looking at all the people bustling here and there. He said, from the viewpoint of a pure devotee, these are so many walking corpses. They're all dead. Even Calcuttans, which include all the people of India, go through the Calcutta airport. Right? So if there's no spiritual objective, if they're just moving here and there in their material consciousness, they're not even really alive. The Pranache, who has life, this is devotees of Krishna. Lord Chaitanya, what he's giving is fruit. The fruit he's giving is he's giving people life. Eternal life means real life. What temporary life means what? At least on death. So it's time to go out and wake up people. They have life, but it's dormant. People have life, but it's dormant. And by the Sankirtan movement, by Lord Chaitanya's mercy, they're able to be awake, to be very grateful to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the previous Acharyas, Prabhupada, present day Acharya, who have been bringing this message and this mercy. Here Prabhupada gives a very nice purport from the Madhya Leela. Here we're living in Panihati Dham, even we go out, preach, describes, we're still protected. If one simply follows the instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, under the guidance of his representative, and chants the Hare Krishna mantra, teaching everyone as far as possible the same principle, the contamination of the materialistic way of life will not even touch him. It does not matter whether one lives in a holy place like Vrindavana, Navadvipa, or Jagannath Puri, or in the midst of the European cities where the materialistic way of life is very prominent. If a devotee follows the instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he lives in the company of the Lord. Wherever he lives, he converts that place into Vrindavana and Navadvipa. This means that materialism cannot touch him. This is the secret of success for one advancing in Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.